You're listening to 9 minutes of madness.
Several celebrities and porn stars have had their penises underwritten in amounts exceeding $1 billion.
There was a list of, like, notably bizarre items insured that had, like, you know, penises and random body parts on it.
We've got people's butts, like Jennifer Lopez's butt, $27 million. Kylie Minogue, $5 million.
What exactly could happen to her butt that would warrant the payout?
Chunk out, stabbing, any damage.
How much damage to the butt do you think gets you a full payout? This seems hard to quantify.
No,
you need to get experts in to, like, examine the butt and say, yeah, it's still alright from this angle, though.
$5 million.
If she gets bitten by a dog on the butt and it will remove the smooth shape, there'd be a scar.
If she goes swimming and a sharktopus takes off her butt cheek.
Oh, God. If it's a whole butt cheek, it's ruined.
Okay.
But Kylie Minogue only has a $5 million butt.
$5 million butt seems like a porn film.
Okay, and Julia Roberts' teeth, $30 million, because she smiles like this and shows her teeth.
Okay, $30 million makes sense, because her mouth is about 3 times wider than anyone else's, so it should be, you know. Mm-hmm.
Okay, Mariah Carey decided to get her legs insured for $1 billion.
Okay, who underwrites this, though?
Here's what I'm thinking, though. I mean, you hear about, like, all these celebrities that have got, like, their, you know, their legs or their tits or whatever.
They're paying a huge premium. Like, they're paying a lot of money.
Yeah, when was the last time one of these actually had to be paid out? Like, who was the last actor to be, like, horribly deformed? I can't think of one.
I was going to say...
other than Mark Hamill.
Yeah. Like, Harrison Ford was deformed before he started, like, the star.
Yeah, exactly.
The weird thing with the Mariah Carey legs thing, so, and I would think, you know, she didn't show her vocal cords ahead of her legs, but, you know,
But, you know, I mean, you just think that, you know, there'd be one or two horribly deformed celebrities that get horribly deformed.
Yeah.
And I can't think of any now, but...
Superman got crippled, but...
Yeah, dude!
I guess.
His career was over!
No, but then he acted in some stuff after that, like, in the chair. But you know, he couldn't really play, you know, a super he could play a super villain.
He wasn't Superman anymore.
Yeah, but
he could play Superman. Like, they just have, like, you know, like
CG the body and just put the
just maneuver him into, like, a flying position and blue screen the whole. I figure Superman's probably not going to be in good shape anyway because he can't work out anyway.
Yeah, but he's always that, you know, shape. If he decreased in size.
But, like, the thing is, like on his, like, home planet, like, he's, like, not Superman, he's just regular Joe.
He's a regular man.
So, like, on Earth, it must be, it's meant to be, like, because of the low gravity or some bullshit.
The sun, I thought.
His body should atrophy, like astronauts that are in zero G for too long because they're not working out properly.
So he'd end up like that anyway.
If you haven't really been realistic. And, like, you know, if his secret identity's in, like, a wheelchair, like, that's way better than the glasses. Like, people would be like,
it's
you know.
A different
like, if people were like, oh, man, I think, you know, Stephen Hawking secretly has superpowers. You wouldn't even get, like, people wouldn't even, like, wouldn't even think about that. Just be, dude, stop being an asshole, shut up.
You'd be like, okay, I believe that. But if you said Stephen Hawking is actually The Rock. Anyway, I was gonna say, when you insure your legs for $1 billion with a B, if it's a small amount, like a few million or something, you don't want to lose an arm, and you'd feel a bit sad about losing it. For $1 billion, you'd probably cut your own legs off. I'm just saying.
She's pretty rich.
There's a line that... No,
yeah, but like, if her career starts to go downhill, like that's something like you should seriously consider.
Because this isn't her vocal cords or her arms or something. At some point, you would just go... There's a sum in which you cut your own legs off, right? I don't know about you, I'm just saying it's a pretty high number.
If you're doing it to yourself, you just whack one off below the knee so you've got less...
So it's easy to get a prosthetic.
And you can still say, hey, I'm missing a foot here, people.
Yeah.
Give me my money.
You know, does she only get $100 million if she lops a foot off?
She's still missing a foot. I mean, I would argue that...
That's not as sexy as having the entire leg.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, if what's-her-name gets only, like, one buttock cut off, she's still probably going to get the full payout. You still got another ass cheek.
One completely ruined ass cheek ruins the whole effect, because there's no longer cleaving of buttocks.
Wait, but if you do a profile, you know the Mudflaps girls? If you do, like, a profile shot and your butt cheek's still nice, you could do a silhouette that still looks totally normal. Yeah. And then you turn around and you're like horribly mutilated.
Yeah, but yeah.
She
performs like Two-Face. In a live medium.
Like Two-Face.
And Two-Cheek.
Two-Ass.
Yeah, Two-Ass.
I don't know.
Two-Ass.
2 million for Keith's hands.
He's upped it. It's like 50-something now.
Also, have you seen his hands? They're so riddled with
arthritis. You think
arthritis.
They should be paid out already?
You know how his face is fucked up?
Yeah, I'm thinking...
It's a total loss on his face, for starters.
Yeah, I'm thinking like
right off that face!
Right.
Like, I would not expect that anyone would be willing to insure any part of Keith Richards' body. Like,
no, he's a high-risk asset, because he doesn't take care of himself.
Like, this is like any house insurance on like a burnt out shack. Like, you know.
Like, he still plays very well.
Okay, but like,
so they're
like,
functional, they're just horrifying.
I can't believe he hasn't been paid for them already.
he's a rotting corpse.
Yeah.
That's being animated through like the voodoo one from Monkey Island, obviously.
The index finger knuckle is just like. It's got a bunion! I didn't think you could get that on your fingers.
You probably don't get finger bones.
Like these black and white, like particularly when it's in black and white, they have the feel of like a photo from like a medical textbook, and it's in black and white, and it's in black and white because people don't suffer from that anymore.
Yeah, it's one of those
like, you know, the last known case of
and it's named like Keith Hands or something because it's named after the guy.
Yeah,
either the medical guy that profiled it or the only human that's ever suffered from it 200 years ago. But yeah, it's like a medical
guy. Like you expect that next to the photo of the guy with like his nuts in a wheelbarrow or something.
Yeah.
Like it's a rare one of a kind thing that you don't get anymore because, you know, modern health standards don't let people end up like that.
Here's my thinking on the leg chopping off scheme. You don't just get the money. The other thing is that, like, if she's in, like, some horrible accident and gets her legs cut off, bam, free publicity.
Yes, that's true.
So, really, I mean, there is literally no reason for her not to chop her legs off. Like, as soon as her star starts to fade,
bam,
cut your legs off, you get fuckloads of money, and you get a second wind because now you're, like, you know, heroically surviving getting your legs chopped off.
Dude.
Like Darth Maul.
Like, there was some sort of Christmas concert or something.
Mm.
Yeah.
And she
literally
just stood there and sung the song. And everyone was complaining about the fact that she didn't dance around much or anything. My theory is that she's already cut her legs off.
Whoa.
And she was on prosthetic fucking legs.
Well, the main thing is, like, with that concert, she wore these, like, ridiculously high heels that she could barely walk in a flat surface, let alone the stairs and the incline. She would have the male dancers, like, literally, like, escort and hold her, and,
Yeah, because she doesn't have any legs.
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
She's already done it.
Yeah, and now she's cut off her legs. She could just, you know, accidentally lose a limb, like, you know, like lose a limb later on, and there'll be no, and you know, you won't be able to prove it because, you know, she actually had him amputated like years ago.
Exactly.
And man, she's thinking what, three steps ahead of everyone else.
She's got $1 billion like insured on.
Yeah.
For $1 billion you could get some really good prosthetics.
Yeah.
If the technology.
And I would say good enough that, like, you know, if you've got if you're missing a leg and you get like a prosthetic one.
Yeah.
And then you're wearing like stockings over it and boots and all this kind of shit, no one's really gonna notice at your concert.
I mean, she wears
it'll look pretty realistic.
Yeah.
She wears like her legs way out, just stocked.
Yeah. And how much do you think like a full like Iron Man type suit would be?
Oh, really less than that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like, so she could have like.
But they need to
I think
be
she's
and beautiful.
And you couldn't tell from the audience though.
And she'd
like if you were like front row, you think her legs look a little iffy. But okay, here's the thing. You know, at concerts, how they sort of you've got the camera that films it and puts it on the screen.
Yeah.
I think for $1 billion, she could get CG artists to live CG legs in.
Wow.
So she could be performing with no legs.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't even know unless you're, like, really close up, because you'd be looking at the screens.
Maybe the first row fan club guys.
That's probably what all the big celebrities do.
Yeah.
They CG in their legs.
Right? Think about it.
They're probably gonna, like, do that, and then you have the idea that they'll just have her in a Hawking chair whizzing around the stage, CG in the legs.
CG in legs.
She's in a Hawking chair. Or, okay, you know when they do the things where they put you on the
harness?
On the harness and they sort of fly around the stage? You could do that with no legs.
Yeah.
Or
or you could do it with like Muppet legs. Like, yeah. Like they just attach those, they just sort of flop there. Yeah.
Imagine the like the empty fucking material flop.
I mean they had
fucking Kermit riding a bike in like the '80s. I mean nowadays
right.
Muppet technology is so far in advance.
Like, and you don't really notice that they're Muppet legs if you're again like front row. Otherwise you're looking at the screen where the CG'd real leg is over.
Yeah. And if someone out of Mariah Carey just, you know, got up and started screaming, Mariah's got Muppet legs. No one's gonna believe it.
Or just, she's got no legs! She's no legitimate reason not to lop her legs off.
No. Yeah.
Like at this point, it's foolish for her to keep her legs.
Yeah.
How much is the absolute best prosthetic you can get? And a Stephen Hawking chair and round the clock CG artist.
You know what the thing is, though?
Like, it's less than, like, Avatar was what, like 300 million? And those legs look pretty good. Yeah. Like, and that guy's got no legs.
They CG'd busted legs in. Yeah, that's
so they can reverse Avatar.
I think no reason why they could do it in reverse.
Right?
Like getting rid of the legs, that's obviously going to be harder.
Yeah. Because you're going to CG out, you're going to CG in the background, which is tough work.
Much harder.
You're just going to CG legs over a lack of.
Think of different lighting conditions.
It's like when George Costanza wanted to be edited out of that photo. Like, it was much harder to put a guy back in than it was to take him out. Why hasn't she cut them off already? And if you had cool prosthetics, you'd have more excuse to take your pants off. Check out my prosthetic legs I have to have because I've been horribly crippled.
Yeah.
And people are like, wow, you're really dealing with it well. Whereas right now, you're just some pervert who takes your pants off.
You get $1 billion, they can put on, like, awesome prosthetics and hire a CG artist. So in all photos, you've got your normal legs drawn on. Okay, you never see them off because there's a team working for you that takes them on and off.
And you've got like augmented reality goggles.
So you've got normal legs. Anyone that knows you gets to wear the goggles.
I just think at that point it'd be tempting to lop your legs off. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
You know, I wouldn't trust her.
It's the most common form of insurance fraud. You know?
Here we go.
Next time you see someone who's like missing a limb, you're gonna be thinking,
I wonder if he
just did it for the insurance money.
He did it for the money. Next time you see a guy missing a leg walking down the street, ask him if he did it for the money.
There you have it. Remember to send your comments, rants, or death threats to podcastmadness@gmail.com. And don't forget to tune in next week for another 9 minutes of madness.